Welcome, everybody, to Sticks and Bones. This is Hector. This is episode 20. On this episode, I want to speak a little bit more about getting scratched, getting initiated into the Briyumba Congo religion. This religion here, it's very... you have to really want to be in the religion. It's very time-consuming. I recommend if you want to get scratched to be initiated in the religion, I recommend if you're married, I recommend both of you guys to do it, because this religion takes up a lot of your time, a lot of your personal hours and hours and hours of practicing and doing rituals and sadhas and singing and all that. It takes a lot of your time. You're going to have to give up some hobbies, man. Either give up on them or just slow down on them, because you're going to be spending countless hours with your padrino, with your godfather, and learning. It's a lot of time, a lot of effort. So if you guys are married or have a girlfriend, I highly recommend it. You don't have to do it, but I highly recommend you guys both do it, so you guys could be together, you know, as you're learning and stuff like that. Because there's countless hours of learning and teachings and stuff like that. Like I said in other podcasts, another episodes, Paulo, it doesn't have like a Bible. Like, we don't have a book that teaches you everything. It's pretty much, it's a religion to where it's from mouth to ear. And that's how you learn. Whatever you see on the internet and podcasts, things I say in the podcast, they're just like basic things that I'm able to say. The real insadas, the real mysteries, the real secrets and all that, it's just from your godfather's mouth to your ear, and that's where it stays. Until you're able to, you know, have your own god kids, and then, you know, you teach them the secrets of the religion. Any videos out there? There's some videos that are a little bit, you know, they get a little bit more in depth of religions, of the religion. You know, there's some guys out there doing burning fula or lining up some fula and doing this and that. That's them, to each their own, you know. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just I wouldn't do that. There's this religion, like I said, is very profound. There's countless hours of teachings, of learning the religion. So it's something that I highly recommend. You make a, you know, you really think about what you want to do, because it takes a lot of your time and effort, a lot of your time, a lot of your effort, so you can learn. And you got to really have the heart for it also. I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to be able to do. The initiation itself, it's extreme. It's very extreme, especially in my house. You guys go through some. If you're interested in getting scratched or initiated, and the pot accepts you, and you're able to go and you're able to come with me in my house, I'll let you know, man. I'll sit down with you and, you know, give you a little bit more insights of what you're doing, and then I'll give you one last chance to you know, to just back off, because after you're in, you just, there's no way out of this, you know. You have to walk. You have to walk you have to walk like a practitioner. You have to think like one, and it consumes you, man. That's what you are. You become the Nganga. You become the practitioner. You become the medium. You become the religion. You can't really understand what I mean by that until you go through the initiation. It's costly. It costs a lot of money. It's a 3-day ritual. So there's a lot of things that happen in those 3 days, and it's pretty costly, you know, depending on also depending on what comes out in your readings, and you know what you need. There's not everybody is the same price, not everybody is the same ritual done to them. It's basically the same, but sometimes your spirits ask for something extra or something different. I just found out a few months ago that there's a pot that you mix with Sarabanda and Siete Rayos. I asked my padrino, my godfather told me about it, and I didn't know it exists. It's a pot. There's a certain, it's done in a different manner. It's not just like your regular Siete Rayos pot. It's a mixture of both. So it's, you know, a little bit more time consuming, and it has a little bit more stuff on there. But usually, like when you get scratched and then you go through your learning process and we're ready to build your pot. You're told exactly what goes in there, and you know, and you're showed what goes in there, so nobody will tell you anything different. So let's say you come to me in my house, my Monanzo, and we go to my pot, my main pot. We go to it and we ask, you know, if you belong in this house, and the Iamputos say yes. Okay, so then I ask what energy is gonna vouch for you. And let's say, for example, Siete Rayos, the energy of Siete Rayos vouches for you. So we, you know, I set another date for you to come back to my house, and then we speak. I'll talk to you a little bit more intensive. You know, I'll talk to you a little bit more in depth of what you're doing, and you know what you should be looking for. And I give you one more chance to pretty much, you know, like just walk away. And I don't want to make it seem like it's a horrible thing, because it's not. It's a good thing, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Like you guys heard in other podcasts, man, I'm outside out there sometimes at 2 a.m, you know, helping somebody out. So it takes a lot of work, a lot of effort. It also depends on what type of Congo walks with you, what type of spirit walks with you. You know, sometimes you just get scratched for your own health or your own self. But if you're a Tata like myself, where you're meant to help people, man, you're gonna work, man. It's a lot of work, and you're gonna do a lot of things that you kind of don't really want to do, but you have to do them. And it's all good though, man, because you get blessings. Everything I do in this religion. And this religion, I get blessed for it. Like, I get blessings for it. And I see them. Sometimes I see them the next day. Sometimes it takes weeks. It doesn't really matter anymore, because I know I got a blessing coming when I help somebody. Or if I do an ensara, you know, to any type of ensara, if I do any type of works, any type of spells, and blessings come, man. They keep coming. Sometimes, so you guys could understand, I had a reading with my yaya. My yaya is my girlfriend. She did a reading to me about a week ago. She did a reading, a card reading. Okay, let me get this straight too. Look, card readings have nothing to do with Palo. The reason why my girlfriend does card readings, because she's a medium. She's always done them. She's done them before she got scratched. So that's the way she talks to her spirits, to her guardian angels and her spirits that walk with her, and she reads people. She's always read people with cards and stuff like that before she even hit the religion, you know, fell into the religion. We got scratched together, me and her, in the religion, and she's always did cards before that. So let me get back to what I was telling you guys. She did me a reading about 2 weeks ago, and it came out. She looked at the shelves, and I'm sorry, the cards, and she said, "Oh wow, look here." And I'm like, "What came on?" She's like, "There's somebody here doing you really, really horrible ensada. They're doing something really bad for you to get sick. And I was like, oh, damn, who's that? She told me who it was. I was like, man. And then she said, that person, but what's happening with that is that you don't feel nothing. I'm like, no, I feel good. I didn't even know. And she goes, yeah, it says right here in the cards that you're just like on your horse, like, you know, looking to the left, looking to the right, like nothing's happening to you. The reason is the reason why that came out in the cards is because I have my protections. You know, I spoke about that in other episodes. You know, I work the religion, and they protect me from my enemy, and they stop all that. You know, and I physically don't feel nothing because my enganga, you know, my siete rayos, my ferefun, siete rayos, my ferefun, sarabanda, mamachola, centella, madre agua, my ferefun, all the empungos que me cuidan, they take care of me, man. You know, like, sometimes I don't even feel nothing. They're just working for you because you know, they know I have heart for them, you know, and I work them. I work them all the time, man. And I do my cleanings, you know, I do my daily, or, you know, maybe twice a week, three times a week. Whenever I, you know, I feel something, I'll clean myself. But usually nothing like what came out on the cards, none of that stuff. I didn't even know that was happening to me until it popped up on the cards. So, like I said, you know, there's blessings in everything you do, man. You help all people. You read people. You guide them. Those energies that you work with, they help you and they guide you. You know, just like I said episode, I said, if you guys go to a Tata and it something happens to where you wanted something done and it doesn't get done, don't say nothing bad about him. You know, there's a reason for that. Maybe you didn't do your task or something was blocked where you need to redo it, stuff like that. But don't say nothing about him or his house, because what protects him is a fierce force, man. You know, in the cards it came out, the person that was doing me harm is in the hospital now. So it's kind of like you spit in the air and then it comes back to your face. That's what that person did. You know, she messed up. You know, and you know she you're not supposed to do bad stuff, man. Because bad stuff, everybody here in this world, we all have our guardian angels, and then people that are scratching the religions like this. There's a bunch of religions out there, man. I'm just talking about Palo Buriumba, and this is just one religion. There's a bunch of other religions where people have their energies that protect them. So when you do bad stuff to people that they have an energy that protects them, man, I feel really bad that, you know, you get hurt, you know. And if we're in the physical world, if you go out there and then you shoot the wrong person, oh my God, I feel so bad for you. You're going to suffer in this life and the next, you know, depending on what energies you offended, you know. It could go really extremely bad for you, you know. And it's not necessarily the next day, you know. They can hurt your money for the rest of your life, or they can make you suffer, man. And it's horrible. I've seen it, man. Believe me, I've seen it. People, I know you guys out there know people that do bad stuff and they're still alive, they're still around, they're not in jail. Believe me, man, they're suffering. That's what it is, man. You guys got to be careful on the things you do. You know, I know a lot of paleros. You see them on the internet and all that, and they put a bunch of skulls and put like Halloween scary music and lights and flashing lights and like try to scare somebody. I don't know why they do that. It's weird because it's religion. I mean, we do work with the dead. We do work with skulls. We do work with bones and sticks and bones and stuff like that. But it's like, I feel like they kind of scare the good people away, you know. And this religion is good and bad. It's both. So it's hard for, I don't know, it's just my opinion, whatever. To each his own, you know. But I just, that's why I created this podcast, so I can, you know, whoever wants to listen to me, and feel free to listen to me, and you could understand that this religion is, it's not a bad religion. It's just, it's a religion that works both energies. So now back to getting scratched. Okay, so getting scratched. So like I said, if you come to me and the energy of Siete Rayos says, yes, you belong in this Monanzo, you belong, and Siete Rayos is going to scratch you. If he says that, then you're in. You know, pretty much you're in. There's one way that you can, my energy can say, yeah, you're in. And then all of a sudden, when a little bit of time passes, he's just like, you know what? No, I don't want that person in. The reason is that, say you come to my house, my altar says yes, and then throughout these weeks that pass by, you offended that energy, or you did something, you know, you probably said some negative stuff about me or about my pot or about the religion. The energy, Siete Rayos, could be like, you know what, I don't want that person in this Monanzo for whatever reason, you know. But that's happened before. I had a person come to my pot, and I asked if he can get scratched, and he said yes, all up. And then about a month later, he my Siete Rayos told me, I don't want that person near me, get him away from me, and you know, he disrespected me. He knows what he did. I didn't even bother asking. I just said, okay, I won't bring him near you, and that's it. He knows, you know, only he knows. Siete Rayos knows what he did. So, and the person that was supposed to get scratched with me knows what he did. But that's between them. I just listen to what my energies tell me, what my altar tells me. If they say yes, boom, balls out. We get down. If they say no, you got to go. So, that can happen. That is able to happen, to where the energy says yes and then they say no because of something you said or did. Because believe me, bro, this is real, man. These energies follow you. You can feel them. And once you start coming to me and remember I told you in other episodes, once you get scratched, you're being watched, bro. And once you come to my Monanzo and you ask to become a member, a practitioner in my Monanzo, guess what? Guess who's going to follow you? He's going to protect you too, bro. But he's there with you. My energy's there with you. But if you disrespect or say some bull crap, then, you know, you might get booted out before you get in. So you guys be careful with that. You guys, you know, I mean, sometimes I tell people, hey, man, this is real. Watch out what you say. Don't do this. Don't do that. You know, don't ask the same questions in different ways. Don't like, if you come in and say, for example, you went to another Monanzo and you asked, is my girlfriend cheating? And they told you yes. If you come here and ask my muerto, my altar, hey, is my girlfriend cheating? When they already told you yes, they're going to trick you. They already know. They're in that realm. They all know. They know, you know, like as soon as you have set foot, my mother's going to be like, he's been somewhere else. He's asked this already. I already know. And before you, when you get to my house, and I'll tell you, if I tell you, don't ask the same questions. Don't ask the same question twice to any muerto, any spirit. And if I tell you that, that means that you're already intentionally thinking of saying that, because my muerto tells me. So don't do that. Because if you try to trick them, boy, you got something else coming. You're going to be asked out. Either they'll take your money, bro, without me even wanting. They'll take your money and they won't do nothing for you. So, or they'll attack you, which is worse. You guys got to be careful with that, man. These energies are 100% serious. And just be careful, man. Also, so if you come to my Monanzo and you want to get scratched, and say, for example, I ask the energy of Siete Rayos and he says no, that doesn't necessarily mean it just means no for him. He's not going to vouch for you. We couldn't ask Siete Rayos, I'm sorry, we couldn't ask Saravanda. If he says no, well, we can ask Mama Chola, we can ask Madre Agua, we can ask Zendaya, and Zendaya are going to say, yeah, boom, you're going to get scratched with Zendaya. Any of the energies that vouch for you, we can scratch you, you know. It's just a matter of asking, because, like I said, it's the spirits that walk with you. Everybody's different. Cada Congo con su maña, you know. Your Congo had a Centella, didn't have a Siete. That's why Siete said no. That's the reason why. But the first initial question should be, it's not always, because sometimes we get excited, but it should be, does this person belong in this Munanzo? My Munanzo, the name of my Munanzo is Abre Camino. So, you know, I should be asking, do you belong in this Munanzo? Instead of, you know, asking each one. Or once they say, yeah, boom, that's when we go to all the energies and see which one you're supposed to be scratched on top of. And that's your strength. That's your strength there, you know. Like mine is Siete Rayos. Siete Rayos is the one that protects me. Siete Rayos is the one that helps me with all my enemies. And if somebody comes down here and does a job, and I do a job, and Siete Rayos does a job for them, and they go out there running their mouth, they're gonna get messed up really bad, man. It could be your family, it could be your money, it could be your health. They'll mess you up. You don't play with the energies. Please don't play with that. And any type of, if you hear me say any ensaras, like patipembas or doing ensaras, this and that, just make sure you go to a practitioner before you start doing anything, especially if you're not scratched. It's very dangerous for you. Say, for example, if you don't have that ritual done to you, the 3-day ritual, and you try to go out there to the river and, you know, try to contact Mama Chola, it's very, very extremely dangerous, because you didn't pack with that energy. So it's very, very, unless I send you, say if you come here and I tell you, here, you got to go to the river and you got to ask that energy, say that, I'll tell you what to say, you know. And that way it's okay. But one, say like somebody that's not scratched that goes to the cemetery, starts grabbing dirt and rocks from there and stuff like that, that's a big no-no, man, because you don't know what you're bringing home. It's a cemetery, man. There's a bunch of spirits there. They're positive and negative. So you could have it really, really bad. I mean, you go get a rock from the cemetery and you start talking to it and doing stuff like that, putting candles on it. Oh, my God. You're in for a surprise. You ain't going to be able to sleep. It's going to get really bad for you, man. So that's when you contact a practitioner and you get a slap in the hand. We'll fix it for you, but you can't be doing stuff without knowing what you're doing, you know. You always gotta guide yourself with a practitioner that does know. So today I'm going to have a guest speaker, Daisy. She's my yaya. I convinced her after 20 episodes. I think this is 21. I'm not sure. Please forgive me if I'm wrong. We're going to have a guest speaker, man. Daisy, she's my girlfriend. We've been together for a good amount of years now. And we got scratched together. We do everything together, man. She's my rock, man. She's a good person. Hopefully she doesn't tell on me some crazy stuff that I do, but so here she comes, Daisy.
Hi everyone, this is Daisy. So you guys like how he said we've been together for a good amount of years, because he probably doesn't know exactly how many. Like, pretty typical amongst the men, am I right? But yeah, so I was telling Hector that I thought it would be a good idea to just come on here and talk about how I got into the religion. So pretty much growing up my entire life, like, my family was always into the occult, I guess. Like, they were very spiritual. They always dabbled into, like, doing candles and, like, getting readings and cleanings and things like that. It was almost like another side to our family, I guess, because at the same time, like, we were raised to be, like, very hardcore Catholic. Like, I wasn't allowed to listen to music past like 6 p.m. I wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween. There was a lot of like every single day, like 6 days a week, my family prayed in like a circle for like an hour of the circle was like of holy water, and we prayed in it for like an hour every single day, and we went to church every Sunday. So that was pretty interesting, kind of growing up and almost being like confused, I guess, because you know, in the Catholic Church they weren't like open to things like that. So I just kind of grew up with both, and to me it was just something that was normal. Once I got a little bit older and I was a teenager, my parents went through a divorce, and when all of that was going on, my mom had like a friend that came into her life, and he was somebody that was like heavily into like the Balo religion. The thing is that because we didn't have too much knowledge about it at that time, we just believed anything that he said pretty much. And he kept, later we found out that he kept mixing things. Like, he would mix Balo with Ifa, with Lukumi or Santeria. And he would kind of make it seem like he was allowed to practice in all of them at the same time. Like, if he was like this sort of like other level of like a high priest where he had the ability and the knowledge to do everything. And the thing is that we never found out while we were in contact with him that he was actually doing things that he shouldn't have been. And he was, you know, kind of like, he was opening portals and doing things that he just shouldn't have been doing. He was doing things in a incorrect way, and in a way that just wasn't ethical. Once we found out that he was doing that, it's because we were able to get into contact with the house that we belong to now. Once we were able to meet them and meet the people that are, you know, our godparents and that have guided us through the religion now, that's when we realized that he was, you know, pretending to do good things that were actually bad. And like, for example, he was giving us like, let's just call them like amulets or something, right? So he would say, hey, I prepared this for you. You have to carry it with you always. It's going to protect you. But in reality, it was more something that if we ever stopped talking to him, it always like pulled us back, if that makes any sense. Ever since he gave us that, like, nothing good ever happened in our lives. And we just never put two and two together, because to us it was impossible for him to be doing something bad to us, right? Because he had helped us out spiritually multiple times before that. So, you know, why would he give us something that was actually bad? But once we met the people that we know now, we just got rid of everything that we had of him. We just cut all ties. And even now to this day, like, very randomly he will reach out and just, you know, say something like, I hope everything is good, or I don't know, just really random, really very randomly. But I mean, I've tried to just make it to where he has no way of getting in contact with me. but yeah, that's how we got introduced. And I will say that ever since I got into the religion, I just always felt pulled. Like, it was almost like a magnetic attraction. Like, I just felt like I belonged growing up and going to church, and how my family was so hardcore. I always felt like I was being forced to do it. Like, it was.
Okay, Daisy, I have a question for you. So when you get scratched, I spoke about this on other episodes. I told the people that when you get scratched, you purge. Can you elaborate?
Yeah, well, that's where I was going with it. Is I'm just saying, like, church and like the religion that my parents were raising me in, I never connected with it. So once we met, you know, like our godparents, and once we started to learn like the actual origin of like where the religion comes from, and you know, just like the specifics about it, that's when I just felt at home. Like, is the best way I can describe it is I just felt at home, because I had never been like, I had never fully understood myself before that. Like, I always felt confused because the things that my parents were teaching me from like the Catholic religion, but then at the same time, you know, they were doing other things, it's not like it went hand in hand. So I just never really felt like I connected or like I had like a bond with the religion that they were showing me, you know, with Catholicism. So once I came into Palo, I just felt like seen, you know, like, so because I always had trouble sleeping, I used to get sick a lot, and it was more than just something, you know, like simple. Like, I wasn't just getting sick because I was, you know, going outside in the cold, or it wasn't something simple like that, you know. I didn't have trouble sleeping, you know, because I stayed awake all night. And no, like, there was a deeper issue. There was something more that was deeply rooted. And once I came into the Palo region, like, I finally understood, like, okay, there's other people just like me, you know, that have trouble sleeping because they hear things or because they see things, or, you know, like, there's people that they're so quiet and they just are able to absorb like so like the energy of everybody else to the point where it makes them feel sick. And once I found that out, like, I just felt just at home. Like, it's like understanding it made it get better, if that makes sense. So once we got scratched, it was just like a complete, like completely just day and night from how my life was. Like, everything had always been really difficult for me, and I never really understood why. You know, like, I would be in school or I would be, you know, like, at a job or something, and I just like wasn't well liked, and I never understood why. You know, like, if I'm like, me being quiet and reserved was taken negatively, but that's just who I was. That's just who I am. You know, I'm not the type, I'm not like outgoing like that. I'm an introvert. I don't, you know, I'm not the first one to talk. I'm not the first one to start a conversation, and all that stuff would be taken negatively. Like, people would always, the feedback I always got is that I looked upset, you know, or that, I just looked miserable, or, you know, whatever the case was. And it just made things harder for me, like, in life, because that's how people perceived me, which sucks, because, you know, we're not supposed to judge people and all of that, but it was my reality at the time. So once I got scratched, it was almost like any negativity that I had around me, like any negative energy that made people perceive me that way, like, it all just like went away, because then it was seen as something positive, if that makes sense. Like, people would, instead of giving me that feedback of like, you just always look mad, they would just see it like what it actually was for, like, oh, you know, you're just a quiet person. And, you know, that's, I was actually able to like move forward more in life, if that makes sense, because I was seen for me. Like, there wasn't any negativity clouding around me that made people, that made my opportunities not be for me. You know, like how they say, like, look, what's yours, like, nobody could take it from you. Well, when there's negativity or when there's bad energy around you, like, it makes it to where it's hard for those opportunities to come to you. So once I got scratched, it was just a complete, like, day and night. I was purging. I know now that my life was purging. And, you know, you might think, or in that moment, I thought that things were going bad. And for a little bit, I did struggle with questioning, you know, why exactly is this happening? Like, it almost seems like right after I got scratched, these bad things are happening, and it doesn't seem like there's a solution for it, you know? So you might think that sometimes, you might think that bad things are happening to you and you just don't understand why. But to be in this religion, that's like one of the main things, is you can never doubt. Even if something seems like it's bad, you have to just trust 100% that your guides know what they're doing, because they can see more than you. And I know now, I understand now why everything happened the way that it did and why it had to happen. And I've made my peace with it. I'm okay with it. You know, that's a story for another time. But it makes sense as to why things had to happen that way. And I know that other people that are scratched, they're in the religion, can probably relate to this. But sometimes, you know, people are taken out of your life and you just don't understand why. But with time, you start to see, like, you'll see the proof, the reasons of why it had to happen that way.
Yeah, so part of the purging process is what happens are people are taken away from your life. Like, the Ganga takes people away from your life. I said it in a different episode that the Ganga sees, they're in the spiritual realm, so they can see everybody's actions. Like, they know who is trying to screw you over and who's not. So part of when you get scratched, part of the purging is that the Ganga weeds away all the negative people. If there's somebody in your life that's not for you, if they're against you in any way, if they're plotting something deep down in their mind or something, you know, or trying to hurt you in any way, the Ganga, your spirits, they will kick that person out. And the thing, like right now, what Daisy was saying is that she didn't really understand. I was in the same boat with her. Like, we didn't understand why those people were getting taken out of our lives. And it was just weird to us. But after everything happened, we understood why. It's part of the purging. The Ganga, they guide you. You know, they surround you with good people, and all the bad people, all the negative people, all the people that wish you harm, they weed them out. They kick them out one way or another. They kick them out of your life. And sometimes it's like sometimes it's people that are really, really close to you in your life that you don't even know. I mean, you thought they loved you and they just don't. You know, they never have. And then once that happens, you go back in life and then you're like, everything makes sense. Just like what Daisy was saying, once you get scratched, once you go through the 3-day ritual, you understand life more. Like, just like what she said, she felt like she knew what life was about. And then that's the way it is. Like, you understand why things happen to you, because a lot of the misas and stuff like that you have before the scratching, a lot of things pop up and readings and misas and all that, and it kind of like puts, it's like putting a big puzzle. Like, you're in front of a puzzle that's all, it's not done yet, but it's like reading after misa, it's like putting the puzzle together. And once you get scratched, you know what life's about. You know what you're here for. Everything makes sense. You know why you're not with that other person, or why you don't have this, or you're not there, or why certain people in your life are not around you. It all makes sense. And, you know, people that were here to hurt you, like, say you're in a relationship and it didn't work out, and you understand why it didn't, because then people were rotten, that were not good for you for whatever reason. That's part of the purging. That's just a little bit of part of the purging. There's a lot more to it. There's other ways of purging, you know, like if you're not at the right job, you'll find another a better paying job. If you're not with the right people, everything you do in life, and the muertos will guide you. You know, if you have a plan, they put a plan in your head and you do it, they're always down for you, man. They will never lie to you and they will never try to trick you. So this is the end of episode 21. This is Sticks and Bones with Daisy and Hector. For any inquiries, you can reach me at 702-814-3187. You can also reach me on my Instagram, Sticks and Bones. I have a TikTok, Gangulero7. or you can email me at sticksandbones7@gmail.com. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You guys have a blessed night.